You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The benchmark equity indices ended Thursday's trading session in the positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 gained 123.95 points, or 0.57%, to settle at 21,778.70, while the BSE Sensex jumped 371.96 points, or 0.52%, to 72,410.39. The broader indices ended in positive territory, with gain led by large-cap and small-cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index ended higher by 214.30 points, or 0.44%, to settle at 48,496.50. Energy and FMCG stocks outperformed among the other sectoral indices, while IT and consumer durable stocks shed. Next up, the Indian banking sector is expected to remain resilient as performance normalizes after the highs seen in FY 2023-24, said a report by ICRA, while maintaining its positive outlook on the segment. This, it added, will be driven by comfortable asset quality levels, with both corporate and retail portfolios performing well in terms of delinquencies, resulting in limited net NPA additions. Furthermore, credit growth is expected to remain healthy at 12-13% in FY 2025, driven by strong demand in the services and the retail segments. These factors are likely to be offset by the continued upward repricing of the deposit base in H2 FY 2024, leading to compression in interest margins. Moving on, as the festive holiday season draws to a close, the United States braces for a resurgence in COVID-19 cases, propelled by the emergence of the JN.1 variant. Derived from the BA.2.86 variant, JN.1 was initially identified in the United States in September. A report by the New York Times quoted the data released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that stated that by mid-December, this variant had surged to represent a staggering 44% of COVID cases nationwide. This is a significant surge from its mere 7% prevalence in late November, CDC report further added. The rapid ascent of JN.1 this month has raised concerns, suggesting potentially heightened transmissibility or a greater capability to evade immune defenses compared to other circulating variants. In another development, housing sales rose 31% this year to nearly 4.77 lakh units, an all-time high across seven major cities, despite price appreciation by an average 15% and higher mortgage rate, according to Anarock. Real estate consultant Anarock on Thursday released the annual data of seven major primary housing market, showing that housing sales increased to 4,76,530 units this calendar year from 3,64,870 units in 2022. Sales in MMR rose 40% to 1,53,870 units this year from 1,09,730 units in the previous year. Pune saw a 52% increase in housing sales to 86,680 units from 57,145 units. In Delhi NCR, sales grew only 3% to 65,625 units from 63,710 units. Meanwhile, renewable energy solutions provider Suzlon Group on Thursday announced that it has bagged a new order for the development of a 300-megawatt wind power project for Apraava Energy Private Limited. Suzlon will install 100 wind turbine generators with a hybrid lattice tubular tower and a rated capacity of 3 megawatt each at the client site in Karnataka. The orders for the company's larger rated 3 megawatt S144-140M turbines from the 3 megawatt product series. As part of the agreement, Suzlon will supply the wind turbines and supervise the project, including commissioning. Suzlon will also undertake comprehensive operations and maintenance services post-commissioning. Suzlon turbines feature the time-tested doubly-fed induction generator technology that efficiently integrates wind turbines into the utility network to meet the grid requirements. In other news, Azad Engineering, endorsed by cricket legend Sachin Tendulkar, witnessed its shares open at Rs. 720 on the National Stock Exchange, marking an impressive 37.40% premium over the issue price of Rs. 524. Simultaneously, on the Bombay Stock Exchange, the stock debuted at Rs. 710 during Thursday's trading session. Anticipating the debut, Azad Engineering stock commanded a grey market premium of Rs. 205 in the unlisted market, suggesting a potential listing price of Rs. 729. The initial public offering had been priced in the range of Rs. 499 to 524. The Rs. 740 crore public issue of Azad Engineering received robust investor interest, closing with a subscription rate of 80.6 times. Qualified institutional buyers led the subscription with an impressive 179 times, followed by non-institutional investors at 87 times. Retail investors also displayed significant enthusiasm, with the retail portion receiving bids 23.7 times over. Lastly, the national capital witnessed dense fog on Thursday, maintaining the cold wave's influence in northern India. Delhi residents experienced a hazy morning with low visibility and disruptions due to the thick layer of fog. As per the IMD forecast, the maximum and minimum temperatures is expected to settle around 21 and 6 degrees Celsius respectively today. Some flights to and from the national capital were delayed owing to foggy conditions. As many as 134 domestic and international Delhi-bound flights were affected due to this weather. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.